In her recent article entitled Fire Amnesia, Felicity Beringer from the Bill Lane Center for the American West argues that Californians are resistant to policies that would limit building in high-risk fire areas. KRCB's Adia White asked Beringer about the role local governments play in protecting their communities from wildfire.
People who own property figure it's their property to do with as they see fit. If they want to build on it, they should be able to build. Yes, they need to follow the state codes, the county codes. They need to obey whatever laws exist around whatever construction they may put on their property. But they don't want to be told they can't build in a particular area. And so far, I don't know if any community has ever said, you may not build here because of fire risk. I looked to see if that was true, and I couldn't find any examples.
And the insurance industry has recently begun dropping or hiking prices for home insurance in areas that are really at risk of fire. How is that industry changing where people build, or in part regulating people building in high-risk areas?
What they're doing is essentially making homeowners pay for the risk that is perceived, and that may not be the risk that the homeowners perceived when they originally bought the house. And so you'll see fire insurance policies going way up. There's a limited amount the insurance industry can do, because look at what California did this past year. There were already insurance policy rate hikes going on for at least a year previous. But after this year's fires, the state insurance commissioner said to the industry, you can't raise rates right now in any of these zip codes that are near the fires we had this year. So again, the insurance industry is a way of making people pay for risk, but government doesn't want people to have to pay too much too fast. And so there's a push and pull there.
And how does California's affordable housing crisis factor into all this?
Affordable housing tends to be built in places where most people don't necessarily want to build. Paradise was a town with fairly low housing prices, and a lot of retired people lived there. And those are the kinds of areas where you might be able to build more affordable housing. So on the one hand, you don't want to build there. On the other hand, you want to deal with a crisis that involves building. And they're two imperatives that are directly opposed to each other.
So this is a really hard solution to find. What kind of things can people do if they do feel like that's the only place that they can afford to live, or if they're unwilling to leave a place that they love?
Those are both key points. Local governments have been doing more, at least to provide help to homeowners who want to make their homes more resilient. It's a start. Information and education about what to do with your home to make it more resilient, to keep embers from getting in, to make sure that trees aren't close enough or your woodpile isn't close enough to cause a problem. All of that is very important. But education is only the first step, because it really takes a kind of sea change in people thinking, yes, this is something I have to do if my community is going to be more resilient, and maybe prohibitions have to be done if my community is going to be more resilient. We're an awful long way from that.
That was Felicity Beringer from the Bill Lane Center for the American West. Her recent article is titled Fire Amnesia Hurts Efforts to Make Wildland Housing More Resilient. You'll find a link to her complete article at norcalpublicmedia.org.